One researcher at Cornell, for instance, found how powerfully food and scent cravings can affect behavior when he noticed how Cinnabon stores were positioned inside shopping malls. Most food sellers locate their kiosks in food courts, but Cinnabon tries to locate their stores away from other food stalls. Why? Because Cinnabon executives want the smell of cinnamon rolls to waft down hallways and around corners uninterrupted, so that shoppers will start subconsciously craving a roll. By the time a consumer turns a corner and sees the Cinnabon store, that craving is a roaring monster inside his head, and he'll reach unthinkingly for his wallet. The habit loop is spinning because a sense of craving has emerged. There is nothing programmed into our brains that makes us see a box of donuts and automatically want a sugary treat, Schultz told me. But once our brain learns that a donut box contains yummy sugar and other carbohydrates, it will start anticipating the sugar high. Our brains will push us toward the box. Then, if we don't eat the donut, we'll feel disappointed. To understand this process, consider how Julio's habit emerged. First, he saw a shape on the screen. Over time, Julio learned that the appearance of the shape meant it was time to execute a routine. So, he touched the lever. As a result, Julio received a drop of blackberry juice. That's basic learning. The habit only emerges once Julio begins craving the juice when he sees the cue. Once that craving exists, Julio will act automatically. He'll follow the habit. This is how new habits are created. By putting together a cue, a routine, and a reward, and then cultivating a craving that drives the loop. Take, for instance, smoking. When a smoker sees a cue, say a pack of Marlboros, her brain starts anticipating a hit of nicotine. Just the sight of cigarettes is enough for the brain to crave a nicotine rush. If it doesn't arrive, the craving grows until the smoker reaches, unthinkingly, for a smoke. Or take email. When a computer chimes or a smartphone vibrates with a new message, the brain starts anticipating the momentary distraction that opening an email provides. That expectation, if unsatisfied, can build until a meeting is filled with antsy executives checking their buzzing BlackBerries under the table, even if they know it's probably only their latest fantasy football results. On the other hand, if someone disables the buzzing and thus removes the cue, people can work for hours without thinking to check their inboxes. Scientists have studied the brains of alcoholics, smokers, and overeaters and have measured how their neurology, the structures of their brains and the flow of neurochemicals inside their skulls, changes as their cravings become ingrained. Particularly strong habits, wrote two researchers at the University of Michigan, produce addiction-like reactions, so that wanting evolves into obsessive craving that can force our brains into autopilot, even in the face of strong disincentives, including loss of reputation, job, home, and family. However, these cravings don't have complete authority over us. As the next chapter explains, there are mechanisms that can help us ignore the temptations. But to overpower the habit, we must recognize which craving is driving the behavior. If we're not conscious of the anticipation, then we're like the shoppers who wander, as if drawn by an unseen force, into Cinnabon. To understand the power of cravings in creating habits, consider how exercise habits emerge. In 2002, researchers at New Mexico State University wanted to understand why people habitually exercise. They studied 266 individuals, most of whom worked out at least 3 times a week. What they found was that many of them had started running or lifting weights almost on a whim, or because they suddenly had free time or wanted to deal with unexpected stresses in their lives. However, the reason they continued, why it became a habit, was because of a specific reward they started to crave. In one group, 92% of people said they habitually exercised because it made them feel good. They grew to expect and crave the endorphins and other neurochemicals a workout provided. In another group, 67% of people said that working out gave them a sense of accomplishment. They had come to crave a regular sense of triumph from tracking their performances. And that self-reward was enough to make the physical activity into a habit. If you want to start running each morning, it's essential that you choose a simple cue, like always lacing up your sneakers before breakfast or leaving your running clothes next to your bed, and a clear reward, as a midday treat, a sense of accomplishment from recording your miles, or the endorphin rush you get from a jog. But countless studies have shown that a cue and a reward on their own aren't enough for a new habit to last. Only when your brain starts expecting the reward, craving the endorphins or sense of accomplishment, will it become automatic to lace up your jogging shoes each morning. The cue, in addition to triggering a routine, must also trigger a craving for the reward to come. "Let me ask you about a problem I have," I said to Wolfram Schultz, the neuroscientist, after he explained to me how craving emerges. "I have a 2-year-old, and when I'm home feeding him dinner, chicken nuggets and stuff like that, I'll reach over and eat one myself without thinking about it. It's a habit, and now I'm gaining weight." "Everybody does that," Schultz said. He has 3 children of his own, all adults now. When they were young, he would pick at their dinners unthinkingly. "In some ways," he told me, "we're like the monkeys. When we see the chicken or fries on the table, our brains begin anticipating that food, even if we're not hungry. Our brains are craving them. Frankly, I don't even like this kind of food, but suddenly, it's hard to fight this urge. And as soon as I eat it, I feel this rush of pleasure as the craving is satisfied. It's humiliating, but that's how habits work." "I guess I should be thankful," he said, "because the same process has let me create good habits. I work hard because I expect pride from a discovery. I exercise because I expect feeling good afterward. I just wish I could pick and choose better."